Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we are continuing on in Tehillim with Mizmor Kuf Yud Beis, Mizmor 112. And this one is a match for the previous one. They match each other in that both begin with Halleluka, and both are full of praises in Aleph Beis order. But unlike number 111, which we did yesterday, which praises Hashem and all that he does for us, this song praises man. The end of Kuf Yud Aleph 111, we learned, was Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. The beginning of wisdom, or the foundation of wisdom, is the fear of Hashem. Tehila So Omedes La'ad, his praise stands forever. And we spoke about the concept of his praise might be referring to the praise of one who has a foundation of Yiras Hashem, of fear of God. And now this song is the Tehillah. This song is the praising of one who is a Yirei Hashem, who fears Hashem. So let's begin and see the praises of a person who fears Hashem. This is a song about us, me and you. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. And here too, it's in the Aleph base order. The Aleph, Ashrei Ish Yareis Hashem, praiseworthy is the person, the man who fears Hashem. Beis, the letter Beis, B'mitzvosav Chafetz Ma'od, he greatly desires to do his mitzvos. We can look at this verse that begins with praising Hashem as what's the best way to praise Hashem, Hallelujah? The best way to praise Hashem is being a praiseworthy person yourself, of fearing Hashem and doing his mitzvos because you want to do his mitzvos. When it says, b'mitzvosav chafetz ma'od, and he in his mitzvos he really wants, it means that one who fears Hashem does mitzvos for no reason other than this is what Hashem wants me to do. Now the psukim continue with the good that will befall the Yirei Hashem, the one who fears Hashem. And this isn't necessarily a reward that motivates us to become a Yirei Hashem, but rather this is a profound result of one who's a Yirei Hashem, one who fears Hashem. Pasuk Beis, verse 2, we're now up to letter Gimel. Gibor ba'aretz yezaro, his children will be mighty in the land. Dor yisharim yivorach, a generation of upright who shall be blessed. Meaning one who fears Hashem will have a strong impact on the future, either with his own children or that which he produces has an impact forever. Pasuk Gimel. Now we're up to Hay and Vav. Hon va'osher beveso. Wealth and riches are in his house. Vitzid kaso omedes la'ad. And his righteousness will stand forever. First, what does it mean that he will be wealthy in his house? There are God-fearing people that I know that are wealthy, and there are God-fearing people that we know that aren't so wealthy. So what does it mean? We all know the Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 4, Mishnah 1, that says, Eizehu Ashir Hasameach Bechalko. Who is a wealthy person? One who is happy with his lot. And if you think about it, one who fears Hashem and sees Hashem constantly in her life will feel grateful for all that she has. She will feel blessed, Biveisa. Biveso, in his house, in her house. The concept of a bayit, of a house, means inside, in your inner self. Your inner self will always feel wealthy. I have what I need. The Yirei Hashem will have inner pleasure inside. And, Pasuk Dalet, Zarach b'choshech or la'yisharim. There will be light in the darkness for the upright. Meaning the upright will see light even if there's darkness. You know, Hashem gives light all the time for everybody. Hashem Ori, we always say, Hashem is my light. The problem is sometimes we're so focused on the darkness that we don't see the light that Hashem is showing us. A Yorei Hashem, one who fears Hashem, will see the light, even in the dark. Chanun v'rachum v'tzadik, because he is compassionate, merciful, and righteous. The Yorei Hashem understands that Hashem is compassionate, merciful, and righteous, and will see the light that Hashem is constantly showing him. So this could be describing the relationship between the person who fears God and God himself. Or it could be just describing the one who fears Hashem. The one who fears Hashem is one who lights up the darkness for others. When it's dark for others, the one who is the God-fearing person will make it light for people, will give them the direction, will show them happiness when they're not happy. Why? Because he himself, the fearer of God, is compassionate, merciful, and righteous. When you see yourself constantly in the presence of God, who is compassionate and righteous, you become like God as well. And that's the Yorei Hashem. Now, the Yorei Hashem, the one who fears Hashem, is described further in relation to what he does for others. Look at Pasuk Hey, verse 5, and we get to Tes and Yud. Tov ish chonein umalveh. This person is good. He is compassionate and he lends. He is good to others. One who fears God is good to others. And yechalkel dvarav b'mishpat. But when conducting his own affairs, he does it with strict justice. So when he takes care of others, he is compassionate. He is gracious. But with his own responsibilities, with his own financial responsibilities, he is scrupulous. He'll give his friend many, many days to pay him back. But when he has a responsibility to pay back, he does it right away. Pasuk Vav, verse 6. We're now to Chaf and Lamed. Ki la'olam lo yemot. Because this God-fearing person will never falter. He is strong-willed. Ki la'olam, forever he will not falter. Lezecher olam yiyet tzadik, forever he will be considered a tzadik. Notice the language of olam being repeated here in this pasuk. La'olam means eternity, forever and ever. What's unique about a Yorei Hashem is he thinks about eternity. Now, what can give you strength to not make mistakes when you think about eternity? Let me explain. Because sometimes in the moment, you think you have to say this. You have to do this. You have to tell the person this. But if you ask yourself, is this how I really want to be remembered eternally? If you look at the big picture and ask yourself, is this the story I want to have written about me? What I said or what I did. And then sometimes you may decide not to say or do what you are planning to do. Your perspective changes when you think le'olam, eternally. And that's how a Yorei Hashem thinks. Let's look further at this wonderful person. Pasuk Zion. Mishmua ra'a lo yira. Here's the mem. From bad news, he will not fear. When he hears something bad, he won't fear. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that he won't be sad if something bad is shmua ra'a, but he won't fall apart. Nachon libi batuach b'Hashem. He won't fall apart because his heart is focused, fully trusting in Hashem at all times. Pasuk Ches, developing this further, verse 8, Samach and Ayin. Samuch libo lo yira. His heart is supported, in parentheses, by Hashem, so that he won't feel afraid. He constantly feels Hashem's support in his life. Ad asher yireh b'tzarav. So much so that he will look, here again parenthetically, calmly at his pains. Meaning he'll be able to look at his pains and be calm about them, because he knows Hashem is supporting him. Pasuk Tes, verse 9, once again, this is describing him vis-a-vis others. Pizar nasan le'evyonim, he distributes to the poor. Pizar is a language of scattering. He does it all the time. And once again, we see this eternity of Eyarei Hashem. Tzidkaso omedes la'ad. His righteousness stands forever in this world, in next world. It's never forgotten. But once again, it's important to see that one who fears Hashem is very kind to others. And as a result of all that we did before in the Psukim, Karno Tarum Bechavod, his Karen, his pride. Karen is literally a horn, like a horn of an animal. But that's our pride, is exalted with honor. This person feels proud. He feels honorable. And notice it doesn't say other people give him honor. Other people recognize him. It doesn't say that. It says Karno, his own pride coming from within, is exalted with honor. Because sometimes if someone's a really good person, he'll receive lots of kavod, lots of honor from others. And sometimes he won't. People won't recognize it. But the one who fears God, who sees God constantly in his presence, doesn't need other people to give him or her kavod. He or she feels proud of herself or himself, knowing that they are doing the right thing. So in contrast, Pasuk Yud, verse 10, we now have Resh, Shin, and Tav, the last three letters of the alphabet. The Rasha will see and get angry. Shinav Yecharok. He will grind his teeth. He will be so jealous. But at the end, Tavas Rasha'im Toved. That which the Rasha wants will be lost. His desire, his ambitions will be lost. If you think about it, what's going to happen in this picture is that evil people, people who are doing the wrong thing, will at first feel jealous when they see the success and the calmness of the tzaddik, of the one who fears God. However, it's very possible that they will soon see that the evil or the wrong that they were promoting is baseless, and they'll lose their own desire. And not only that, let's take it a step further. When they lose their desire, they will begin to admire the very people that they didn't like at the beginning. They will begin to admire the good people and their way of life. And so we begin the song talking about the Yarei Hashem, the individual who fears Hashem, and how her acts or his acts will be eternally rewarded. But perhaps the greatest reward will be that they will be able to transform the ambitions of the wicked. I want to end with a short thought on this Tehillim and Tehillim in general. We often say Tehillim as if we're directing the words to Hashem, and we don't even always know what we're saying because we just want Hashem to hear these words and bring Yeshuos and bring salvations and bring good things to the world. But the truth is, the words of Tehillim, and specifically we can see that so clearly here and in so many others, other songs that we learned, clearly this song and others are messages for us. And if you think about the messages that we give ourselves when we say Tehillim, how much more beneficial our Tehillim will be and how much more it will bring good to the world. Thank you for learning together with Eloi Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bat Zvi Yosef.